It's Banquo and Pretty Brazen. Pretty Brazen puts up three quarters. Banquo and Conqueror. Pretty Brazen drives away up the 100. About three quarters. Banquo, Conqueror coming again. And Heart of Puissance back to the inner. Pretty Brazen's holding on, gripping on, and won the Guineas. Pretty Brazen beat Conqueror or Heart of Puissance.
That was another great call by Matty Hill. He summed it up beautifully. It was a tough, gutsy performance by Pretty Brazen, who's also got a decent touch of class. Tony joins me this morning. Congratulations. A great day at the office for you and Calvin on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. It was a super day.
Gee, she's really come on her last few starts. I know you've always held her in high regard, but she seemed to have turned the corner quite quickly this spring carnival. What was the reason behind it, do you think?
Look, I think we just learned a little bit more about her. We rode her a little bit different, and I took her to Sydney, and she just wasn't letting go on that leg up there. So, combination of things, but you must remember her first start, she only got beat at Whisker by Microphone. So, the talent was always there.
Just hard to hear there, Tone. I know you're out and about with the horses at the moment this morning, but it was a $700,000 buy. That purchase now looks cheap because she's certainly got a future post-racing in the breeding barn as well. But what was it that attracted you to her? And did you always have her pegged as being a top group class filly?
Look, yes. She had so much class as a yearling. She was by a first season sire, then Brazen Bow. But Pretty Penny is the mother of a very good horse of mine called Dollar for Dollar. Mm. So I had a little bit of an insight into the family, and this filly was just gorgeous at the sales. And that's why she cost so much money, because a lot of people liked her, of course.
Is she a sprinter miler? Do you think that's as far as she can get?
I think so. I think a mile will probably see her out. So 12 to 14 is her trip. 12 to a mile, I should say.
Anything in the back of your mind for next campaign with her?
Look, we'll look at the Australian Guineas. I think that's the natural target in the autumn, so she could go into that second up.
And it was a great day as well, because Keelong, who I know you've also got a high regard for, absolutely donkey-licked them earlier in the day. And this horse looks like it's got a lot of potential, the filly. She's now 4 from 6. What's her future hold?
Yeah, look, she's a really good filly, this one. I think 1,400 probably will see her out. I don't see her as a miler. But she's a filly that I think will get to the elite level. A race like the Surround Stakes up in Sydney could be a good target for her.
Is she a horse that you think could also be better if she eventually does get some cover and to take a sit behind them?
Look, possibly. She had the box seat run at Flemington. She settled third in the box and got through and just missed. But she loves the free wheel, doesn't she? She likes flowing along. And she likes flowing along. So we'll just work it out as we go along with her.
You would have almost been just as happy with a beaten run on Saturday, I'd imagine. Hey, Doc, it's been a great training performance to get him back, and his first up run was absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, wasn't it great? Like, nearly 14 months off the scene, Michael, and big, heavy horse, and he showed his real class to just go down. Like, he was out on his feet at probably the 100-metre mark, and still only went down by a neck. So we were absolutely over the moon about his run, and he's come out of it really well.
So he's off now to WA?
Yeah, he'll go tonight. He'll head over there and run in the Winterbottom.
In the Winterbottom. For a horse like him, to get him back, how much more time could he have on the racetrack? Could it be almost a bit of a blessing in disguise for him for long term? Because he's 6 years of age now. Do you envisage he's got a couple of good years left?
Yeah, I do. He was an extremely sound horse, and then he chipped a bone in his joint and had the surgery. And, you know, we've had really good success with horses like that coming back from surgery. So, I think he's in for a couple more years for sure.
Well, it's a good day for yourself and Cal on the weekend. Well done again, and we'll look forward to seeing when Haydock makes it over to the West.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Tony McAvoy.